Hare Krishna. Okay, here may be a relatively short one because I have to go back to the doctor for some tests. And let's answer a question from Sri Krishna of yesterday, which was written in Hungarian. But basically he says, how does a devotee strengthen his personal relationship with Krishna? Does everyone do the same thing? Or do things very individually, and is that something that one learns to develop under the guidance of the spiritual master? So there are two aspects of our service. We call them by different names. We call one service, and the other one we call sadhana, but they're really both one and the same thing. They're both service to Krishna. We see that when devotees first come to Krishna consciousness, they, in terms of their service, they need to learn how to surrender. And learning how to surrender means that one does the needful, one does whatever is asked of one. That's why the Brahmacharini institution is such a viable thing when one learns how to unconditionally serve Krishna without any conditions, to do it as the way Krishna likes or someone else likes, rather than the way someone would personally like to do something. That's a very important thing, a very valuable thing, a good reason for devotees to consider living in the ashram and rendering full-time service, at least for some years, if not for their full life. However, we see that as devotees mature, or as time goes on, that they may have some particular specialty that's very much in need in serving Krishna. For instance, an artist may be going out on Sankirtan or book distribution, but then there's projects that require artwork, and therefore that person is engaged in artistry according to their nature. The concept of engaging everyone according to their nature is not an easy one. It's something you can do in a state or in a country where you have unlimited, potentially unlimited occupation for people, but it's not something that you do, for instance, in a temple of a limited number of devotees, and that number is generally measured in the dozens, in some very rare places in the hundreds. So that's why devotees need to be somewhat flexible. But it may be that in time devotees are engaged in those things that they're more expert at or do over a longer period of time. In either case, we try to do and engage ourselves according to the direction of authority or spiritual master. And our relationship with Krishna develops on that basis. It develops on the basis of doing the needful, doing that which is requested of us. On the other side, in terms of sadhan, when the Vaishnavas come to Krishna consciousness, then yes, they're all doing the same thing and cultivating their relationship with Krishna. They learn, just like when children go to elementary school, even in high school, but mostly in elementary school, everyone learns the same thing. They have to learn how to read, how to write, they have to learn arithmetic and geography, because without those things, they can't even specialize later on. They can't even express their individual natures or individual desires. As I was mentioning before, in terms of a state, when a have a state of millions of people, then everyone can decide, well, I want to be an engineer and I want to be a lawyer, and there's lots of room for that, lots of scope for that. There's not necessarily that same type of scope in a smaller institution like ISKCON. But we see that even someone may have a particular inclination or a profession in the outside world. If there's not enough demand for it, then they end up doing something else. So we end up with engineers becoming accountants, if they're lucky, if they're not street sweepers, and other people becoming unemployed. Unemployed means, well, sorry, but we don't have, we can't employ you according to the way that you'd like to work. So back to sadhan. Now we're talking about sadhan. The devotees need to have a basic education in what it means to shravanam kirtanam in the navanga bhakti, rising early in the morning. They know, have to know how to chant japa fencelessly, know how to read, and they'll know what the content of Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita is, how to worship the deity, and in that way be trained in the real basics of Krishna consciousness. And then as they become more mature or more developed, they may have in their relationship with Krishna, they may feel a real affinity for some specific type of service, like worship of the deity or reading. That does not mean that because I like to read, I can sacrifice my chanting. No, the basics have to be done. But as Srila Prabhupada very often said, one can attain perfection by practicing or emphasizing any one of the other nine. And of course, Jiva Goswami points out, but all of these nine have to be accompanied by chanting Hare Krishna. So at least that chanting should be there. And reading must also be there. Shravan Kirtan Kware Se Chan. And as I was reading just recently in the teachings to Rupa Goswami, Srila Prabhupada is very much emphasizing how one should not neglect deity worship. Prabhupada was repeatedly criticizing devotees who don't worship the deity, who think that they don't need to do deity worship and that they're so advanced. So, but still, a devotee may place greater emphasis on one type of service, and once again, yes, these are things which are well done in consultation with senior Vaishnavas, with one's spiritual master. And then when one becomes very advanced in Krishna consciousness, then and when there's a really question of relationship, then one's relationship with Krishna may have matured to a state, both in terms of one's sadhana and one's service, that one feels a particular type of attraction to follow a certain resident, an eternal associate of the Lord. And that may be as a cowherd boy, or it may be as a parent, or any one of those. First of all, that's something, that type of attraction needs to be checked with a spiritual master to see that it's actually a natural attraction. And then, if it is, then under the guidance of the spiritual master, it's a certain cultivation that may take place, but that cultivation is internal. It's something that's really just goes on, is known only by intimate associates of a devotee. It's not a public issue. And then as one advances in that way, one develops one's relationship with one's with Krishna in a unique type of way. So overall, the answer is that from proper general cultivation, one ultimately comes to very specific cultivation of relation with Krishna and Hare Krishna.